This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are moments away from our Red Wing Bold Ass predictions. If you want to get them over, we do like to we seal these things and open them at the end of the season. It's not right now. The Red Wings, talk about getting ambushed. I will say this about the Red Wings, though. They're leaning into this a little bit. With their opener tonight, they're activating Hockey Village. A couple things to be aware of. Before tonight's game, Mike's Pizza Bar, the Mixing Board, and PointsBet Sports Bar will open at 3:30. All the restaurants are accessible from outside Little Caesars for both ticketed and non-ticketed fans, so you don't have to have a ticket to get in those. And you can enter them on the Woodward side there. The Chevy Plaza with the Budweiser Beer Garden will open at a Fan Fest at 4:30. The team store is opening at 3:30, and they will be showing the Tiger game on the big screens, I've been told. So that's at Hockey Village. The band Collision 6 will be performing live as well.
Okay.
Yep, so if people want to get down there and take advantage of that.
Much better than Collision 5.
Not quite as good as Collision 7. Sorry, I just should have left it at your Collision 5 joke. I didn't need to chime in.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Leave the comedy to you. But yes, so if you want to get down there and watch the Tigers at Hockey Village, you can. And the Red Wing game starts at 8. They pushed it back an hour. Try and cut back on some of the clutter downtown because it's going to be packed, which is great. Let's get back to your phone calls. Brandon, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Brandon.
Quick backstory. Back in July, right before the All-Star break, I believe it was Jim and Costa. They had a question. They said, "Do you guys apologize?" It was when they were on one of their 10-game win streaks or whatever. He said, "Do you guys apologize for underestimating the Tigers?" I called in and said, "No, I don't. We're still a couple games under 500. Got a little bit more to prove." This is me finally calling in and saying I apologize because I have no clue how they're doing this. I don't know how it happened with one starting pitcher. Granted, he's a Cy Young, but. This is just insane to me, and I love watching every minute of it.
It's crazy.
They don't back down.
No, they embody everything that Tarek Skubal is, which is fearless and confident, and everybody is playing like that. They say that he's their leader. He is their leader. And you know, A.J. Hinch is just instilling that confidence. He's letting them play, everybody play. Hey, no pressure on you guys. We just do what we do. Just go out there. We play fundamentally sound. And everybody has their role, you know what you're going to do, and be ready for it and prepare the way we prepare, and the results will come, and that's what's happened.
Absolutely. Like Kerry Carpenter didn't play the whole game, comes in the eighth, ninth inning, or I believe it was a ninth, three-run home run.
Well, he popped out to the catcher prior to that, but yeah, see, but he'd been on the bench of A.J. Hinch, and he was impacting the game before he was in because they left Matt Boyd in to face Justin Henry Molloy. They preferred to pitch a lefty to Molloy than bring in a righty and have Kerry Carpenter hit there. So they left in Boyd one batter longer. And, of course, Molloy hit that ball into the corner where he eventually got gunned down at second. Had he not got gunned down or you'd been safe, that would have been Carpenter positively impacting the game just by his mere presence on the Tiger bench. But, yes, he... There's a lot of matchups that A.J. Hinch has just been a maestro. Absolute maestro. It's like, you know what's so refreshing? It's almost unanimous. We don't need to take calls bitching about the coaching.
No, not at all. I mean, the second you question a move that he makes, I feel like there's an automatic response from inside each person that makes that starts to question and goes, wait a minute. My bad. I didn't mean to do that. It's A.J. Hinch, and whatever is doing is working. How dare me to come out there and question why you're not having Kerry Carpenter hit against lefties? I'm sorry. You're right. Let Molloy do it because Molloy's 2-for-3 in this game. You're right. My bad. You use him for a pinch hit. You use him for a pinch hitter. Okay.
Let's be clear. He's not going to get them all right.
No, but he's
getting so many right.
But what's the percentage? It's a high freaking percentage,
it
man.
It really is. There really is. Darren is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Darren.
Hey, you there?
Yes, yeah. We are. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we were talking about rule changes based on all this.
We really don't want to.
No, I don't think it's going to happen, really, because remember the brotherly shove last year?
Yeah.
And everyone's up in arms. And nobody else could really do it. And now, I mean, I don't remember hearing anything about it.
Well, but they outlawed the shift. You know, they have made baseball makes changes all the time. You know, they
for sure.
I mean, back in the late 60s, they reduced, and the mound became 6 inches lower. The shift is a big thing. Now we got the DH in both leagues. They'll change rules so that they can get more offense because that's what people like.
Yeah, I agree on that, but I don't think this is going to have a big enough impact in its own right because I don't think that anyone can duplicate it. I mean, they kind of accidentally.
They can fell into teams it. Can try.
I think teams will try,
and I don't think they'll be successful. And I think that's why it won't get outlawed. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, I don't want to. But we got a game 4 tonight. Like. Off seasons for the off season.
I'm sorry, was this a playoff game tonight?
Yes, it is. But we also have a Red Wing opener. You ready for your bold-ass predictions?
Yes.
All right, we'll get yours in as well at 248-539-9797. My first Red Wing bold-ass prediction, the Wings will trade for rental goalie Linus Ullmark from Ottawa at a trade deadline deal for a playoff push.
I think they're fine with their goaltending, but okay, that's bold. Vladimir Tarasenko will stabilize the second line. He's going to add 30 goals to the mix and benefit greatly from having Patrick Kane's uncanny ability to pass the puck.
Wow. Gator will break bread with Cub fan Todd from White Lake in a suite at LCA for the New Jersey Devils game Friday, November 29th.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's bold.
That is bold, but it's borderline dumbass. Marco Kasper will be called up before Thanksgiving and spend the rest of the season with the big club.
My final bold-ass prediction, World Series MVP Tarek Skubal will drop the ceremonial first puck before the Red Wing game with Buffalo on Saturday, November 2nd.
I like it. Last year's team gave up 274 goals and was +4 in goal differential. This year's team will yield less than 255 goals and they'll make the playoffs.
Get him in, 248-539-9797.
Did have one more.
Of course you did.
With Mo Sider's love for the Tigers, Doug.
Yes.
He's going to work with Chris Fetter and AJ Hinch to become the first hockey baseball two-sport athlete and record a shutout inning for the Tigers just a month after the Wings season concludes.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
How dare you question Fetter made?
Well, if anybody could turn Mo Sider into a, I don't know if he's a righty or a lefty.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, one right. inning. They only need one inning.
Hockey, I feel like they're lefty only in hockey, and they do everything else right-handed.
That's me. The right? only thing I do left-handed is me. I have a left-handed stick.
I'm a left-handed
in
shot.
Hockey, and nope. I don't do anything else left-handed.
Why is it that shooting a hockey puck or tennis ball or whatever, left-handed feels so natural, and then trying to swing a baseball bat left-handed,
my forehand is with my right hand in tennis. I don't use my only thing I do is hockey. And I'm so bad at golf, it has made me consider, should I try swinging with my left-handed clubs?
Am I sure I'm not left-handed?
That's a great line when you see somebody, you sure you're right-handed?
Yeah, right.
That was Todd Jones. That was his, I mean, that was awesome. That was absolutely awesome. Todd Jones was asked what's the best insult was ever hurled at you by somebody chirping you at a game. And he said, I was in the bullpen warming up and somebody yelled at me, hey Jones, are you sure you're a right-handed pitcher?